Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start the question and answer session, when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Juliana Kalil, Investor Relations Coordinator at Indústrias Homes. Please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for participating in Homes conference call to discuss 2013 fourth quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website www.rami.com in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Divaldo Guedes dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Luis Castillo Rosolin, Chief Financial Officer, and Fabio Payai, Administrative and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Divaldo will comment on the company's 2013 fourth quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Divaldo.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure to have you in this conference call. An opportunity to present the results of the fourth quarter 13 and make an overview of the year as a whole. On the results of the year, we can say that several actions we took proved to be correct and attested our margin recovery speech made in the publication of the results of the second quarter of 2012. Back then, in that quarter, we downsized the company in terms of labor force to a new level of production and started the measure to reduce the production program from 6 to 3 months, which started to have some effectiveness in the second half of 2013. We still have many opportunities for improvement with the implementation of the flexible manufacturing system we bought from Bucher Weber. 2 machines are already in Brazil being installed, and a third one is being shipped this month. The system will be active in the first half of 2014, but will only be producing at the sales at the end of this year, due to the large amount of fixture and their setups. With this unit in operation, we will actually be able to have a flexible machine production, machining only with orders in hand and no more for inventory and subsequent sales. Another factor that has assisted the company's recovery is the launch of the new products with good market recognition. I can mention the small vertical lathe VTL 500 and 700, the machining center with the Travancore DCM 3000, plus the machining center with 5X, DCM 620 and 560. This is the high performance machining model, and even though it's released, it is very recent, we have already sold a unit for the European market. In the case of the plastic machining, we launched the EN line. The launch of the EN line was positive. Last year, we got the second largest request from a single customer in the history of the business with 31 machines. This client is in the construction business. This product is also have a good acceptance in Europe, and the new level of the real allow us to be very competitive abroad, bring attractive margins. Another factor that has helped us improve the result is associated with delinquency. Measures taken by the management focus on the sales through Finam buyer and the new finance condition for Finam manufacturer, with the increase of the down payment to minimize the risk of credit, allowed the company to reduce its risk exposure from 1.03 times in December of 2012 to 0.59 in December of 2013 of the shareholders' equity. Internal analysis of our market share concluded that although this fact the company gained market share for the machinery business units. We had also an increase in the amount of sold during the year for the roll and machinery cast iron parts business unit, which also helped us to present this result with improved quality. Bucher Weber's operation continued to perform as expected. As we have said several times, due to the long lead time, there is often concentration that delivers in certain quarters over the others. Therefore, the analysis of the annual performance of the company is what makes sense, and we can say that there is a constant in the numbers reported for 2013, as Fabio will bring more detail during this call. The real devaluation has created opportunities for Romy, both in the foreign market, as mentioned earlier, but has also allowed a recover of price in the domestic market, which has also helped us to recover the company's profitability. Another important point was the cash generation of the company that decreased the cash generation in about 45 million was generated, achieving the company in the debt in 96 million. Another fact to be noted was the liquidation of Rome, Italy, since this operation stopped draining cash and in the quarter brought a small contribution. The building at Gugliasco should be sold in a timely manner. For all that has been placed, we believe that we are well prepared for 2014, which we believe is still a year with many challenges, with the very volatile market due to the events like the World Cup and the presidential election in the end of this year. We are not providing any guidance for this year, but our expectation is that the market size will not suffer major change when compared 2014 with 2013. And I'll turn the call over to Fabio, and then we'll return to the Queen May section. Please, Fabio, go ahead.
Morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending to this web conference. I'd like to start in slide number three. In this slide number three, we have the highlights for the fourth quarter and 2013. Beginning with the EBITDA. The EBITDA in the fourth quarter amounted to 31.4 million or 16.2% general margin, which was significantly above the fourth quarter 2012 and also the third quarter 2013. The main aspects of this margin improvement were the price recovery due to the new exchange rate level and also the cost and expense cut measures that helped control the inflation pressure over the costs and expenses. The net revenue in 2013 amounted to 667.4 million reais, 11.4% higher than in 2012. Such increase came mainly from the gradual price recovery in the machinery businesses due to the new exchange rate level, as the volume was quite flat year over year. For the reasons above mentioned, also the net profit for continuing operations showed a significant improvement. In 2013, net profit was 26.4 million compared to a loss of 22.3 million in 2012. Also, the cash generation was positive this quarter and also in the whole year of 2013, reducing the net debt during 2013 by 45 million reais. It shows the company's ability to generate operating cash. In terms of order entry, 2013 order entry grew 11.8% when compared to 2012. Moving to the slide number four, here it's more conjunctural indicators. We have the GDP, industrial GDP, and gross fixed capital formation. Although gross fixed capital formation presented positive behavior when compared to a low base in 2012, the macroeconomic scenario has not shown a sustainable recovery, and customers are still facing uncertainties about their demand for 2014. In the slide number five, capacity utilization, we see a drop in the last quarter of 2013. This capacity utilization drop was basically caused by planned vacation for Christmas season, where some sectors they stopped producing for 15 or 20 days in December. If we normalize, it would be around 82%, which is pretty close from the capacity utilization in June and September. It shows that the capacity utilization is pretty flat. It's not presenting any significant improvement over the last two quarters. Slide number six. This is the Entrepreneur Confidence Index. We see that this index seems to sit in a low level, in about 53 points, showing the lack of confidence of the local entrepreneurs in making new investments shortly. Moving to the next page, slide number seven. The revenues distribution of machine tools, we see a growth in machinery and agriculture. Agriculture business in Brazil had a strong performance in 2013, and demand of such sector for new machines increased in the same period. The job shops, which are Rumi's main customers, are still facing a low performance and the uncertainties of the domestic industry. In the plastics division, automotive grew its participation when compared to 2012, mainly due to the packages of large machines purchased by auto parts suppliers. The new exchange rate level might help the Brazilian auto parts industry competitiveness, because lots of parts compete to imported components. Then in the casting business, the three main segments, which are trucks, agriculture, and wind power components, increased its demand for parts this year, especially the truck business due to the strong 2013 performance. Slide number eight. The machine tools accounted for about 71% of the revenues in 2013, followed by castings with about 17%, and then plastics machines with 12%. If we look at the quarterly revenues, we see an increase in domestic revenues when compared to the same quarter of 2012 and also when compared to the third quarter 2013. Foreign market decreased this quarter due to BW revenues that amount to 49 million. This quarter, BW delivered about 8 million reais of machines to Rom Brazil, which is part of the flexible manufacturing system mentioned by Livaldo in the beginning of this call, that will be used as a fixed asset for us for our production. Such amount was eliminated for consolidation purpose, reason why foreign sales decreased this quarter. Line number nine, in the foreign market, Europe is Romy's main market, followed by Asia with 19% this year, which is mainly represented by BW revenues. Then Latin America with 17%, and U.S. with 5%. This quarter, in this fourth quarter, Latin America increased its participation mainly because of the delivery of three heavy machines to a customer in Mexico. The new exchange rate level enhances rum products' competitiveness in the global market, and it can give us a good opportunity to increase exports with more attractive margins. Slide number 10. Order entry in 2013 grew 11.8% compared to 2012. In the machinery business, rum improved its domestic market share this year. In the fourth quarter 2013, machine tools order entry decreased approximately 23% compared to 2012, reflecting the rush in the fourth quarter 2012 due to the end of the PSI finance from BNDES and also due to the uncertainties of the local industry for 2014. Slide number 11. What you would like to point out in this chart is that even though production level in 2013 remained pretty similar in terms of volume to 2012, labor costs reduced its participation in about 1.5%, mainly due to the several measures related to the operational efficiency. On the other hand, you see that we see the variable part, which is the material, increasing its participation in the cost structure, jumping from 63% to 65% in 2013 when compared to 2012. Slide number 12, gross margin has increased quarter over quarter as we expect as a result of the operating efficiency measure and also the price recovered related to the new exchange rate level. In the operating margins, we have the same improvement quarter over quarter due to the aspects just mentioned and also due to the higher the control over the operating expenses, and it is also important to notice here that delinquency level already mentioned by Divaldo is impacting positively the operating expense in 2013, reducing the level of bad debt provision, and consequently the G&A expenses are reduced. Slide number 13, in terms of EBITDA, EBITDA margin reached 16.2% in the fourth quarter, showing a solid recovery quarter over quarter. In terms of net profit, continuing operations presented a net profit of 17.6 million or 9.1% this quarter, substantially above previous quarters. For the whole year of 2013, net profit was 26.4 million or 4% compared to the 22.3 million loss in 2012, showing an important improvement on the company's performance. Slide number 14, all the three businesses recovered margins when compared to 2012. In terms of revenues growth, the machinery businesses increase in revenues came mostly from price and not from volume. It also impacted positively the margins as well as the cost and expense control measures. For the plastic machines business, the negative EBITDA reduced by 70% in 2013 when compared to 2012, showing that with a little bit of more volume in this business, we have a good opportunity to reach the break-even point shortly. In the casting business, the increase of about 24% in production helped this business unit to have better capacity utilization and then dilute fixed costs and consequently reach better margins when compared to 2012. Slide number 15. The cash by the end of the fourth quarter amounted to 107 million, and the net debt was reduced by 45 million during 2013, showing a consistent operational cash generation in that year. Slide number 16. Going straight to the EBITDA, BW EBITDA margin in 2013 reached 11%, showing a sustainable performance since the acquisition in the beginning of 2012. BW order entry presented a good performance in 2013. Also, the order backlog by the end of 2013 represented about 9% of the budget for 2014. There are a few machines left that we expect to get the order in the first half of 2014, and also there are orders being placed already for 2015. Slide number 17, this is the share performance. The share performance for the last 24 months was lower than the Bovespa, but if we take only 2013, Romy shares performance was positive in about 29%, while Bovespa fell 15.5% in the same period, in the year of 2013. We finished the presentation. Now we would like to open the Q&A session in case you have questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you'd like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Once again, if you have questions, please press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Mr. Livaldo dos Santos, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statements.
I want to thank everybody to participate in this call and to invite you for the next one on coming April. Thanks again and have a nice day.
That does conclude Romy's quarter earnings results conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.